The New York Times, Mark Mazzetti, today has a stunner of an article debunking Bush's speech about Guantanamo and the CIA black site prisons on Wednesday. The big surprise press conference on Wednesday. We have CIA black site prisons, but we're emptying them out. We're sending all those guys to Guantanamo. Turns out he said a lot of things that were just flat out not true in that speech. One of the main things he talked about in that speech was defending the CIA's methods. He said he was emptying the black site prisons, but he was defending the system, keeping them in place, and defending the tactics like waterboarding and mock executions and starving people and all this other stuff that he does not consider torture, defending that stuff as legal.
The procedures were tough, and they were safe and lawful and necessary.
Why does he think those things are legal? Where does he get the grounds for asserting that they were legal?
The Department of Justice reviewed the authorized methods extensively and determined them to be lawful.
Okay, the Department of Justice looked into them and said all that stuff was legal. Here's the problem. The Department of Justice may think those things are legal, but we've seen no evidence of that. We don't even know. We haven't seen evidence of what they think about torture since the Justice Department said you could do anything short of organ failure or death and not call it torture. Remember that? The torture memos? The whole reason I call Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez the torture guy? They repudiated that memo about what constitutes torture, but they never after that released any other legal explanation or justification for torture, or what isn't torture, or whether those methods would be legal. So Bush is asserting to us that the Justice Department looked into all this stuff and found it was legal. Nobody else has seen any evidence of that whatsoever. There was also this gem in Wednesday's speech.
Key leaders from both political parties on Capitol Hill were briefed about this program.
Okay. Big intelligence program he's talking about here. Key leaders from both political parties were briefed. You'd think that key leaders from both political parties on an intelligence thing would include, like, the top intelligence guy from the Democrats in the Senate, right? That would be the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. That would be Jay Rockefeller. He said yesterday that he was not briefed fully on that program. So you can assert that key leaders were briefed, but unless you're defining key leaders as some guy you met in the Democratic cloakroom when you were rustling through people's pockets, nobody's going to believe you. There was also this gem when he was talking about the importance of capturing Abu Zubaydah.
For example, Zubaydah disclosed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, or KSM, was the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks and used the alias Mukhtar. This was a vital piece of the puzzle that helped our intelligence community pursue KSM.
Okay. Except here's the problem. Bush is saying that we got Zubaydah, and Zubaydah gave us this information that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, and he told us his alias. Here's the problem. Not true. The 9/11 Commission report says the CIA knew about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, and even his alias, Mukhtar, for months before Abu Zubaydah was captured. Abu Zubaydah did not give the U.S. government that information. We already had it. But wait, there's more. Every time he gave a concrete example in this speech, it turns out it was not true.
For example, Zubaydah identified one of KSM's accomplices in the 9/11 attacks, a terrorist named Ramzi Ben Al-Shi. The information Zubaydah provided helped lead to the capture of Ben Al-Shi.
No. Didn't happen. The U.S. knew about Ramzi bin al-Shib for months before Abu Zubaydah was picked up. Abu Zubaydah did not give the U.S. government its first information about Ramzi bin al-Shib. None of those things that he said were true. All the evidence for this stuff is in public documents. I mean, it's in the court papers for the Zacharias Moussaoui trial, if you want to look it up, Mr. President. You're going to be fact-checked from here on out. Nobody believes you on this stuff anymore. You're going to have to try harder to at least appear like you're telling the truth. Air America Mornings.